Apart from the untidy and almost disastrous skirmishing at El Badon, Wellington was not called upon to fight a defensive action for more than 2 years after Fuentes de Leon Yoro. Twice, in June and November 1812, he offered battle outside Salamanca, but on each occasion the French declined to oblige him. By July 1813, the situation was vastly different from that which he had faced on the Portuguese frontier in the summer of 1811. The French Kingdom of Spain had collapsed. King Joseph had been exiled to his country estate, and the Allied armies had closed up to the Franco-Spanish frontier. In the previous month, Wellington had inflicted at Vitoria a crushing defeat on the combined French armies, taking all their artillery and baggage. Wellington was now a field marshal, and his troops were confirmed in their belief that no Frenchman could withstand them. The Portuguese had served their apprenticeship and could be relied upon to stand beside their British allies. On 21st July, Wellington, talking of the Portuguese, said that it was extraordinary just now to observe their conduct, that no troops could behave better, that they never had now a notion of turning, and that nothing could equal their forwardness now and willing, ready tempers.